Hello?
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Alexis. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Ruth with Wells Fargo Claims Assistance Center, and this call may be recorded or monitored. And I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Alexis.
Thank you, Elise. I have a customer that I have on my back line that I'd like to bring on. He stated that he called your company, and he's being told that we had to call with him on the line in order to go over the issue that he has with your company. What information do you need in order to bring up his account?
The zip code.
27704.
And his first and last name.
Wallace, last name Ante. A as in apple, A N as in new, T as in Tom, I as in ice cream.
Okay, and could you please verify the shipping address on file?
3502 Emily Street, Durham, North Carolina, 27704.
Okay, so I see back on.
Let me go over with what he's telling me. Okay. He's stating that he took a survey, okay, and when he took a survey that it was stated that he would receive a free gift. He received the product, but then he was billed the $59.95 for a fitness watch. He's stating that he never authorized the $59.95, that he should have never been billed the $59.95. He stated that and then he's telling me that we have to be on the line together to get this resolved. So can I go ahead and bring him on the line with us?
Yes, ma'am, that's fine.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for holding, Mr. Ante. I do apologize for the wait time, and I appreciate your patience. I just got
Okay.
through to a representative. Her name is Elise, and I am going over everything with her. Okay, so Elise, what is it that we can do to try to get this resolved for the customer?
I would like these
Okay,
items
so.
you're talking about fishing to me. I can ship it back to them. I need an address, and I would be glad to send it back to them.
Okay, so he did the wireless mini pods or whatever, but it stated in the terms and conditions that it was a 14-day free trial. But I see back on December, one second, so I can give you the exact date. On December the 14th, it stated that he tried to do a dispute with his bank. And I guess you all called in and took the refund back from him, because that's what I'm showing
We're in the
here.
process, because we got information from your company stating that they weren't going to accept the dispute, so we are in the process of taking the funds back from him. We did give him credit, but then we're in the process of taking the funds back because your company did not accept the dispute. But the customer is stating that he never authorized for you to bill him for the $59.95.
Well, yes, ma'am, I understand. I understand where he's coming from, but it was stated in the terms and conditions that he had to pay this original price if he did not give us a call back. And with them declining the dispute, it's nothing that I can do to his account, because his account has been he's listed up under dispute process. So like I can only see where he tried to do a dispute and it did not go through. But his account is canceled. Nothing else has charged him, what got charged his account ever since December the
Okay, so
8th.
what they're stating, and I was not aware of this, Mr. Ante, what it is stating is that this was a trial, and you had X amount of days to call them back and let them know if you wanted to continue on or not. And because you did not call them back, you were then billed for the $59.95 for the product that was sent out to you. And it's
Ruth,
stated in their terms and conditions.
unfortunately, the website does not show that. I am trying to get to the website, but what they're providing, the website they're providing is shop-home-product. And every time you enter that information, it takes you to the Sharp Corporation, which is the corporation that produces appliances. So you cannot, I want to get to the original website. Now, one of your associates gave me mini pods. Go to the website, mini pods. You can't locate the website, mini pods, that's associated to this particular transaction. It's very difficult to find a website. I'm sure that this customer representative you're talking to can give us the exact website so I can go and read to you exactly what the transaction says. It's supposed to be a survey. At the end of the survey, you're offered a gift. Now, you're required to pay for shipping to have the gift shipped to you. It doesn't state anywhere on the website that you have a 15-day trial, and at the end of the trial, if you fail to contact them, then they will bill you for an additional amount. If it did state that, I am not stupid, I wouldn't have done that. I would not have done that. So if they are saying that, if that's precisely what they said, it's fine. Let me return these items to them. She can provide me with a return address. I'll be glad to ship them back to her. They're laying right here on my work desk. How about that? We shorten everything. We shorten the entire process. Because
Well, Elise, what is the website that he can go to where it does state that he only has a certain amount of time to call and go over this with you so that he can see this?
One second.
In fact, on the information that I'm looking at, Mr. Ante, under Sharp Home Products, under Refund, Return, and Cancellation Policy, it does state within this number on the outside, it goes over that, but it says, goes over the RMA, it has to be done within 14 days of the date you originally ordered the product. In order for your refund to be processed, the product must arrive at our fulfillment facility within 14 days of the original purchase date. You pay for the return shipping.
That's the problem. The problem is the primary word here is purchase. No purchase occurred. We are talking about a gift with your offer. Now, babe, no purchase occurred. I never purchased anything. All right. Now, if they're disputing the fact that I never purchased anything, and I am saying that I never purchased anything, and they're saying, well, you did purchase something from us. All right, fine. I want to return this item. I don't have need for a pod or a sports watch. I have no need for all these things.
So,
give me an address.
Sir, unfortunately, we may keep the product. We don't have to have the products back because there's no way that we will be able to issue out a refund due to the authorized charge.
It's what?
It was an authorized charge.
No, I did not authorize that charge. I did not.
Well, sir, when you click that you understood the terms and conditions on that website where you did order these wireless mini pods and paid the shipping,
okay,
now,
hold on.
You stated that you understood the terms and conditions.
Ma'am. Do you have a website you can provide all of us so we can see exactly what you're talking about?
Yes, sir. She just read it to you.
But do you have the website that he can pull up,
yes,
Elise,
ma'am.
So that he can
up.
Read the terms and conditions?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the website is uniquegadgetdeals.com.
Unique what?
Unique gadgets what?
Deals.
DEALS.
Yes, ma'am. Dot com. Yes, ma'am. Or it just depends on what website he was looking, because if you fill out a survey or do anything of that nature and it just pops up on the screen, it'll be a different website. But this is the original website. And it does state that trial offer, the 14-day trial offer for product includes enrollment in our reoccurring shipping program, which is subject to the terms described below. You must contact customer service at least one business day before the end of the 14-day trial period to cancel and make arrangements to return trial supply to avoid paying for the trial supply and continuing in our reoccurring shipping program. If you do not contact customer service to cancel at least one business day before the end of the 14-day trial, you will be charged $59.95, which includes shipping and handling the day after trial period ends to the card you provided at checkout, and will continue with the reoccurring shipping program.
Ma'am, I'm looking at my laptop, and I do not see any unique gadget deals. That look, you present this information under the guise of a survey. That's what,
sir, I apologize. I do apologize, but it is stated here in the terms and conditions. I'm looking at it. We will automatically charge $59.95 to the same card you provided when you signed up for the trial offer. Please note that we calculate the 14-day trial period in subscription.
Not for anything. So you might as well just cancel whatever you're billing and stop this billing. I did not sign up for anything. This is fraud. This is really fraud. You can't, you get uniquegadgets.com. When you type that, you get so many different companies, but yours is not one of them. Yours is not one of them. And when you present this to a customer under the guise of a survey, man, that's fraud. That's definitely fraud.
Then no, sir,
once you get the card number, you start billing them every month. You start billing them for whatever reason. What we need is direct information that you provide to the public, that once they fill out the survey, they are obligated to pay you so much money monthly. That's what we need. And I never signed up for anything like that. I know I never did.
Okay, well, sir, unfortunately, as far as Wells Fargo is concerned, because we got the information back from them, our hands are tied, okay? And if she is stating that, because they didn't accept the dispute, so at this point, and if she's stating that there's nothing that she can do, I mean, there's nothing more that anyone can do. I mean, if there's something that you want to do further outside of the bank that, like you had stated before, you know, then that's fine. But there's no more that I can do, and unfortunately there's no more that she can do because the account has been canceled and they cannot accept the product back.
Why can't they accept the product back? Is it defective? Ruth, I don't
know. Elise, what was the reason that you said you could not accept the product back?
He may keep the product, because even if we do get the product back, he still will not receive a refund. So, but he's more than welcome to send it back.
What's the address?
And due to it being after the 14 days with the pandemic
Ma'am,
going on.
Please give me your address.
Sir?
Provide me with your return address, please.
Okay, so due to you having this all the way back in December, so they're not going to take it back. It's now February.
Ma'am, I understand that. The only grounds you're standing on right now, you provided the bank with a tracking number for an item you shipped to me. Please provide me with a return address, and you get that item back. Now, whether you give me a refund or not is up to you. Okay.
Yes, sir, I'm telling you that you will not receive a refund. But due to the pandemic, we cannot issue an RMA number if you had the product at your house for over 2 months.
Ma'am.
Sir.
That's fine.
Okay.
Give me your return address.
Sir, due to the pandemic, you cannot send the product back if it's been in your possession for 2 months.
Ma'am. due to the pandemic.
Yes, coronavirus.
What does the coronavirus have to do with this?
The only time we take returns back, sir, is when it's after the 14th day, a couple, 2 or 3 days after, business days after your 14-day trial, we'll issue your RMA number for you to return the product back and you'll get a refund. Due to you having this product all the way back in December, there is no way that they're going to take that product back from you. They're just going to ship it right back to you. So to save you that commotion, you could just throw the earphones away or you could give them away if you don't want them. But we don't take returns.
You don't take returns?
No, sir. It has to be within 30 days of your first, 30 days of the first day that you ordered the product. That's enough time to have to give a return number. Due to you waiting 2 months, you will not receive an RMA number to ship the products back.
Ma'am.
Sir.
Now, where is this website that I cannot seem to locate that you're talking about?
Sir, I gave you the website, and I'll gladly read it to you. And return policy, the product for a refund within 30 days of your first order of the product, you will issue an RMA number. After 30 days, we will not issue RMA numbers.
Ma'am, that's fine. Just provide me with the return address. Once I have a tracking number that I shipped it back to you, we will worry about whether I get
it. Auntie, she's stating that because of the COVID-19 virus, because you've had it since December, they cannot issue you a return number because of the COVID. They will not accept it back because of the fact that you have had the product since December.
Is this Ruth talking?
Yes, sir.
Ruth.
No, this is Ruth.
Ruth, how do you affiliate the COVID-19 with a return product, with a gadget somebody sold me? How do you...
Okay, because, sir... Okay, sir, let me go over with you that when anybody delivers a product to you and it may sit outside for, and I'm not saying this is you, okay, I'm just using this as an example. Let's say that the product was delivered to you and it sat outside on your in your mailbox or on your porch, whatever the case may be, okay, for 2 or 3 days. Again, this is just an example, okay, that it sat out there for 2 or 3 days. Okay, the germs from the COVID can get on that package, okay? And if you watch the TV, okay, this, and you may think it's funny, but it has happened. People do take their packages that do get delivered by USPS, UPS, whoever it may be, Federal Express, and they will wipe down their packages before they even bring them in the home. They will take sterilized wipes and wipe down the packages, okay, because of the COVID, because the germs from the person delivering the package could be on the package. So that's what she is stating. But because
Ruth,
it has
Ruth,
been in the home for that long, they cannot receive it back.
Ruth, the only grounds that this lady is saying that they're standing on is that they shipped me an item. Now, she's talking about my account. Did I set up an account with them? No, I have never set up an account with them. So,
sir, we've already gotten past that. Okay, you're wanting to return the product. She is stating that you cannot return the product.
I cannot.
If you don't want the product, you can throw it. She's stating you can throw it away. You can give it away to a family member. You can do whatever you wish with those products that you have received. But because you've had them for more than 30 days, they cannot offer you the address to send the product back to.
And so the bank will continue to bill me for an account I never set up? Is that
no, it's been canceled. The account has been canceled with them. So you're not going to be billed. They've canceled the account you had with them. They already did that.
How can you be sure of that? since you're siding with them and you're trying to
help. I'm not siding with them. I'm just going over what she's stating. She is stating that the account has been closed and canceled. Correct, Elise?
Correct. I also have a cancellation number that was provided to him when the account was canceled.
What is that cancellation number, please?
Can you send me that cancellation by email?
Can you resend that to him, Elise?
I'm not able to send personal, like to personally email him, but what I could do is I could provide you all with the cancellation number again, the same one. Because the system automatically sends
number?
A yes, it automatically sends an email with the confirmation of the cancellation of the account once we cancel it. So it's being sent, so I could just reread it to you.
Okay, what is that number?
So it's C as in cancel, 5, D as in David, 7, 0, E as in echo, 7, 8, 9, 4, A.
And is your Mr. Ante, is your email address wallaceante1157@gmail.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you may want to go back in December, check your emails, and make sure that you did or did not receive an email from them with a cancellation number, because that is the cancellation number that she is stating that was sent to you when the account was canceled.
Ruth, basically all I'm trying to do at this particular point without stressing the bank, is trying to get some information about this company so I can contact my attorney general. That's all I'm trying to do. Whether I get a refund or I don't get a refund. Because
okay, then all the information should be in the email that was sent to you. It will have the name of the company. I'm sure it will have their address. Correct, Elise?
You have the company address?
I'm sure it's in the email. I do not have it. But I'm sure it's in the email that was sent to you.
You sent me an email, Ruth?
I'm stating from the company. She stated that she sent you that an email was sent to you from their company back in December when the account was canceled with the cancellation number on it.
That's fine. Let me go see my email. Now, if I don't find an email, Ruth, I'm going to call you back. But if she said they sent me an email, fine. I'm going to look through my email right now, back in December, and try to locate this particular company's email. I appreciate your help, Ruth, and I'm sorry you had to go through this.
Not a problem at all. Thank you, Elise.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Oh, bye-bye. Thank you, sir. And we'll be waiting to hear from you either way.
All right. Yeah, you definitely, if you don't hear from me, you hear from your state attorney general. One or the other.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.